So we're going to start our class on the Bhagavad Gita. Currently, we're studying chapter number 10, Opulence of the Absolute. The Absolute is defined by the Srimad Bhagavatam in the following verse, Vedanti tat tatvam tatvam yajgyanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. The Absolute Truth is a non-dual substance which is realized in three features: all-pervasive, impersonal Brahman, localized and also at the same time, all-pervasive Paramatma, Supersoul, the Lord in the heart. And then the ultimate feature of the Absolute Truth, Bhagavan. And although there are many, many Bhagavans, the ultimate original feature of Bhagavan is the speaker of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Sri Krishna. Where is my friend? He's coming. Parking car. All right. Very good. Nimai Charan is here. Very good. Very good. There he is, Radha Krishna Das. I'm very, very happy to see all of you today. I don't know if you heard, today is Krishna Kumar's birthday. Wow. So, we're worshiping his lotus feet so that we get the blessings. Very good. So we left off in chapter 10 with verse number 32. If you are ready to proceed, please indicate so by chanting the 32-syllable mantra. What is the 32-syllable mantra? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And today, I'm going to hear Radha Krishna sing, I'm going to hear Nishkama sing, and I'm going to hear Sri Devi sing. I want to hear all three today. I'm also sick. So what? We do our Krishna Kumar. What did you learn this week in all the Bhagavad Gita seminars? Thank you very much. Do your prescribed duty. All right, you rest. But how about you? You can sing? And Nishkama Devi Dasi? Very good. And I also have my little weapons of mass throat purification. Here. Where's my... Huh? All right. Anyway, if you want anything, I've got everything. My arsenal. I'll show people on the camera. This is what I use for every program. Provided by Uncle Harry. Uncle Harry Velas. All right. Chapter number 10, Opulence of the Absolute Truth. Text number 32. Please repeat. Sarganam adir antascha. Madhyam chaivaham Arjuna Adhyatma vidya vidyanam Vada pravadatamaham. Word for word meanings. Sarganam, of all creations. Adi, the beginning. Anta, the end. Cha, and madhyam, middle. Cha, also. Eva, certainly. Aham, I am. Arjuna, O Arjuna. Adhyatma vidya, spiritual knowledge. So that spiritual knowledge is also known as transcendental knowledge. And that is what this Bhagavad Gita is, the beginning lesson. Bhagavad Gita is the beginning of all spiritual transcendental knowledge. Vidyanam, of all education. Avada, the natural conclusion. Pravadatam, of arguments. Aham, I am. Translation, please repeat. Of all creations, I am the beginning and the end and also the middle. O Arjuna, of all sciences, I am the spiritual science of the self. And among logicians, I am the conclusive truth. So, this line here, of all sciences, I am the spiritual science of the self. For me, this line gives me great comfort because I did not finish college. I dropped out and became a hippie. I didn't even finish one semester. So I had no higher education. But when I joined ISKCON on July 15th, 1973, for me, that is when I began my higher education. And that higher education has continued since that day. Because daily I read the transcendental science textbooks, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, Krishna book. These is my higher education. And now I don't feel that I'm lacking anything. The knowledge I'm getting from Srila Prabhupada's books keeps me enlivened, refreshed, and I feel mentally very, very satisfied and stimulated. Because unlike what some people think, reading these books causes you to think and ponder and contemplate. And my experience has been that in the beginning, there were many things I didn't understand, but I didn't let that deter me. I didn't let that confuse me. When there was something I didn't understand, I put it in a shelf in my brain. And I said, I'll deal with that later. Because there was so much that I did understand, that I had no doubts about. So I just worked on those things that I was comfortable with. Then later on, little by little, those things that I had put on my mental shelf, one by one, the answer was there. The understanding was there. Through chanting, through service, through maturity, Krishna, ultimately, we learn from Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives you knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. So when you have satisfied Krishna, the understanding comes. So I am myself very, very satisfied in this spiritual science that I'm getting from Srila Prabhupada's books. Now we will read Srila Prabhupada's purport. Let us offer our respects to Srila Prabhupada by chanting his mantra, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaman Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarani. For those of you who have just arrived, we welcome you. Rama, thank you for bringing flowers for Krishna. Batuk, thank you for coming and bringing your mother as well. And I think Jyotirmayi has also come. So Jyotirmayi, make sure that we see you. Don't hide away. We need to see you. Thank you very much. All right, let's look at Prabhupada's purport to chapter 10, verse 32. Among the created manifestations, the first is the creation of the total material elements. As explained before, the cosmic manifestation is created and conducted by Mahavishnu, Garbhodakashayi Vishnu, and Kshirodakashayi Vishnu, Radha Krishna Das. Collectively, what do we call them in the microphone so that the people on the internet can hear the answer to the question?
I think they're called Purusha Avatars.
They are exactly called Purusha Avatars, which is why I asked you, because I knew you would have the answer. Thank you, Dr. Radha. I love calling you Dr. Radha and Krishna.
Yes.
I like that. All right. Is everybody feeling good? I want everyone to be happy because today I'm so happy. I'm very, very, very happy. All right. And then again, it is annihilated by Lord Shiva. Brahma is a secondary creator. All these agents of creation, maintenance, and annihilation are incarnations of the material qualities of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, he is the beginning, the middle, and the end of all creation. For advanced education, there are various kinds of books of knowledge, such as the four Vedas, their six supplements, the Vedanta Sutra, books of logic, books of religiosity, and the Puranas. So altogether, there are 14 divisions of books of education. Of these, the book which represents Adhyatma Vidya, spiritual knowledge in particular, the Vedanta Sutra, represents Krishna. And now I will ask my good friend Radha Krishna Das two questions. Who is the author of the Vedanta Sutra besides Krishna? Who did Krishna give the credit to?
Vyasadeva.
Now, Vyasadeva wrote his own commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. What is that book called?
Srimad Bhagavatam.
Srimad Bhagavatam. Very nice. Do you like the service that I've given you?
Excellent.
You're happy with that? All right. I know I can be a little intimidating, so I just wanted to make sure. All right. Among logicians, there are different kinds of argument. Supporting one's argument with evidence that also supports the opposing side is called jalpa. Merely trying to defeat one's opponent is called vitanda, but the actual conclusion is called vad. This conclusive truth is a representation of Krishna. And in our Chaitanya Charitamrita classes, this word vad has been coming up a lot. Mayavad, like that. We've been dealing with that. All right, text number 33. Are you ready? Doesn't sound like you are.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, please repeat. Aksharanam akarosmi.
Aksharanam akarosmi.
Dvandva samasikasya cha. Aham evakshaya kalo.
Aham evakshaya kalo.
Dhatahang vishvato mukha.
Dhatahang vishvato mukha.
Aksharanam.
Aksharanam.
Of letters.
Of letters.
Akara.
Akara.
The first letter.
First letter.
Asmi.
Asmi.
I am.
I am.
Dvandva.
Dvandva.
The dual. Samasikasya.
Samasikasya.
Of compounds.
Of compound.
Cha.
Cha.
And.
Aham.
Aham. I am.
I am.
Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Akshaya.
Akshaya.
Eternal.
Eternal.
Kala.
Kala.
Time.
Time.
Data.
Data.
The creator.
The creator.
Aham.
Aham.
I am.
I am.
Vishvata Mukha.
Vishvata Mukha.
Brahma.
Brahma.
Translation. Of letters, I am the letter A.
Of letters, I am the letter A.
And among compound words,
and among compound words,
I am the dual compound.
I am the dual compound.
I am also inexhaustible time.
I am also inexhaustible time.
And of creators I am Brahma.
And of creators I am Brahma.
Purport. Akar, the first letter of the Sanskrit alphabet, is the beginning of the Vedic literature. Without Akar, nothing can be sounded. And that's also the first letter of Om, is it not? A-U-M. And it says, Akar represents Krishna. Perfect. In that definition of Om, Akar, represents Krishna, U, Radharani, and then M, the living entities. Perfect. Without Akar, nothing can be sounded. Therefore, it is the beginning of sound. In Sanskrit, there are also many compound words, of which the dual word, like Rama Krishna, is called Dvandva. In this compound, the words Rama and Krishna have the same form, and therefore the compound is called dual. So, would Radha Krishna also be considered a dual compound? Anybody object to that? Anybody want to confirm that? Or negate it? Don't we have? You studied Sanskrit, Rama, in school? Huh? You all did. Jeez. You're so fortunate. You went to a school and you studied Sanskrit. Is that still going on in India now? Still?
Only in the lower, yeah. It's only 1 year.
Really?
No.
In Bihar. Okay, wait. You're talking about Bihar. He's talking about this. Yes. Huh? Yeah, so it depends where you are. But she's saying in Bengal they got rid of it.
Yeah, long time ago.
Was that because of the communists?
Maybe.
Yes.
They got...
Yeah, Bhajagovinda, you know Bhajagovinda? So he told me he also had to take that in school. All right, let's go. Among all kinds of killers, time is the ultimate because time kills everything. Time is the representative of Krishna because in due course of time, there will be a great fire and everything will be annihilated. Well, I realized that in 1993 when I came home from the Sunday feast lecture I gave in New Dwarka and I saw flames coming out of my apartment. And I thought everything was done. But Lord Nisringa protected my apartment. Nothing was burnt. So I have some experience. Among the living entities who are creators, Brahma, who has four heads, is the chief. So, Radha Krishna Das, is there more than one Brahma?
Yes, every universe has a Brahma.
And do they all have four heads?
They have multiple heads, many heads.
So, do you know what is the significance of our Brahma having four heads?
Significance? No.
He only has four. Yes, Mata? No, it means that our universe is the smallest.
The smallest. Okay.
He only has four heads. Our universe is the smallest. So even for that, we shouldn't be puffed up. That among all the material universes, ours is the smallest. Because Prabhupada writes, according to the size of the universe, he has so many heads. Now, there is a statement where from his heads, the Vedas came out. Okay? All right, let's continue. All right, we finished. Text number 34. Are you ready to continue? Please say Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Mrityu sarvaharaschaham.
Mrityu sarvaharaschaham.
Udbhavascha bhavishyatam.
Udbhavascha bhavishyatam.
Kirti shrivak chanarinam.
Kirti shrivak chanarinam.
Smritir meda dhriti kshama.
Smritir meda dhriti kshama.
Mrityu, death, Sarvahara,
Sarvahara,
all devouring.
All devouring.
Ja, also.
Also.
Aham,
aham,
I am.
I am.
Udbhava,
udbhava,
generation.
Generation.
Ja, also.
Also.
Bhavishyatam,
bhavishyatam,
of future manifestations.
Of future manifestations.
Kirtihi,
kirtihi,
fame.
Fame.
Shri,
shri,
opulence or beauty.
Opulence or beauty.
Vak,
vak,
fine speech.
Fine speech.
Now I was once told, I'm asking specifically Radha Krishna and Rama because I have a feeling you may know. I was once told that Vak is another name for Sarasvati. So that's Vagisha. All right. The controller of speech. All right. Cha.
Cha.
Also. Narinam.
Narinam.
Of women.
Of women.
Smriti.
Smriti.
Memory.
Memory.
Medha.
Medha.
Intelligence.
Intelligence.
Dhriti.
Dhriti.
Firmness.
Firmness.
Shama.
Shama.
Patience.
Patience.
Good. Another family has arrived. Did you call Jatin and so they're definitely coming? Good, good, good. Because I have some nice something to say that I know they'll want to hear. Translation, please repeat. I am all devouring death.
I am all devouring death.
So the Shah family is understanding that right now with the loss of their son yesterday. One of our Namahat families that I know from Radha Raman for many years, their middle son passed away yesterday in a freak accident. So I went to see the family before coming here. So they were asking me how to understand, how to see. So one of the things I mentioned was that we all have to die. There's no escaping it. So when there is a death in the family or somebody you know, it's a wake-up call. I have to think, I may be next. So let me get everything in my life organized so that when my time of death comes, I'm ready to surrender fully to Krishna. Like that. Because most people who are not devotees, they know they have to die, but they don't want to think about it. They don't want to be reminded about it, they don't want to think about it. But a transcendentalist always has this thought, I could die at any moment, I must be Krishna conscious now. There's a story, I think it's from Prabhupada, for years it was told in ISKCON, that there was a king. And so that he would never forget this point, he would sit on his throne, and above his throne was a sword dangling, reminding him that death may come at any time. He wanted to be always conscious that my death may come. Because when there's a death in the family, another thing that happens is we become sober. The whole illusion of material family life and material life in general, it comes tumbling down and we're reminded of our ultimate reality that we're going to have to leave. We're going to have to change this body, which we learned this week in chapter 2. Death simply means you leave this body, you go to another body. And we learned this week in Bhagavad Gita that you're experiencing death even within this body. The body is constantly changing. And scientists say every 7 years, all the cells in the body are changed. So every 7 years you have a new body, but you're still there. So we're experiencing change of body even before death. Therefore, it's not difficult to accept that when this body is no longer usable, you get another one. My friend Archit Das says, whenever we go to the high schools and colleges, he has this line. He said, how many, he'll ask the students, how many of you are afraid to go to sleep at night? And the students say, we're not afraid to go to sleep. He goes, death means you go to sleep and wake up in a different body. That's death. That's all it is. You go to sleep and you wake up. It's like you've heard me say so many times. The residents of Mathura went to sleep, and when they woke up, they were in Dwarka. That's the best kind of transportation. So, all-devouring death. And next chapter, when Arjuna sees the universal form, and he'll ask, who are you? What is your mission? I am time. And I have come to destroy everybody. That's time. Let's continue. Please repeat. And I am the generating principle.
I am the generating principle.
Of all that is yet to be.
All that is yet to be.
Among women.
Among women.
I am fame.
I am fame.
Fortune.
Fortune.
Fine speech.
Fine speech.
Memory.
Memory.
Intelligence.
Intelligence.
Steadfastness.
Steadfastness.
And patience.
And patience.
Purport. As soon as a man is born, he dies at every moment. Thus death is devouring every living entity at every moment. But the last stroke is called death itself. That death is Krishna. As for future development, all living entities undergo six basic changes. They are born. They grow. They remain for some time. They reproduce. They dwindle. And finally, they vanish. Of these changes, the first is deliverance from the womb, and that is called Krishna. And one of the things I liked early in Krishna consciousness, because when I joined the temple, the third canto was starting to be published. And I remember after a few months, the volume of Lord Kapila. At that time, the volume of Lord Kapila had a pinkish copy color, like your jacket. That first third canto, Kapila had a pinkish cover. And then we were hearing classes about the baby in the womb. And I was thinking, this is so great that this Hare Krishna movement, you don't just learn religion, you learn very practical things, even materially, what a baby experiences in the womb. I was so impressed by that. It was so great. So let's continue. Of these changes, the first is deliverance from the womb, and that is Krishna. The first generation is the beginning of all future activities. The seven opulences listed, fame, fortune, fine speech, memory, intelligence, steadfastness, and patience, are considered feminine. If a person possesses all of them or some of them, he becomes glorious. So this is interesting. They're feminine, but even a man should possess them. There's nothing wrong with it. If a man is famous as a righteous man, that makes him glorious. Sanskrit is a perfect language and is therefore very glorious. So, because you grew up in India and you were made to study Sanskrit, you became glorious because of that. If after studying one can remember a subject matter, he is gifted with a good memory or smriti. We recall Krishna and Balaram when they went to the ashram of Sandipani Muni. They would learn something in the day. By night, They had it perfected. And the ability not only to read many books on different subject matters, but to understand them and apply them when necessary is intelligence, medha, another opulence. And there's a word, sumedha, sumedhasa. Sumedhasa means very intelligent. So, I have a question. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, who is a most intelligent person in the age of Kali? Who can answer this question? Yes. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Just for those on the internet who didn't hear her answer, that was... her answer was... that one who engages in the Sankirtan Yajna, worshipping Lord Chaitanya through Sankirtan, then that person is most intelligent, because it is based on a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sumedhasa, most intelligent. So how many of you perform this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? Then you are most intelligent. Let's continue. The ability to overcome unsteadiness is called firmness or steadfastness, dhriti. Like I always like to quote that stupid president, stay the course. Stay the course of Krishna consciousness. And when one is fully qualified, yet is humble and gentle, so that's, he's going to be embarrassed. But yesterday, I wrote my good friend Krishna Kumar, and I said, Krishna Kumar, this is you. Fully qualified, yet humble and gentle. That I see in you. Happy birthday.
Very well.
Currently, we have 11 viewers on the internet. Please say Hari Bol.
Very well.
And when one is able to keep his balance both in sorrow and in the ecstasy of joy, he has the opulence called patience, kshama. And the Shah family now are having to understand that in this hour of crisis. And that inspires me. Today I went to see the Shah family. And the Shah family was telling me that this son, who just passed away yesterday, was actually tremendously helped by Dr. Dalal, right here. So, yes. So, Mrs. Shah was telling me and telling everybody that was there how you did so much for her son. She was crying, but repeatedly, because the other doctor couldn't do anything, but then you did so much for their son. I had to tell you that. That's why I'm so happy you came. This is all Krishna's arrangement. She was remembering how much you did for her son. So may Krishna bless you and protect you. Everybody bless him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. My producer says everybody online is wishing you a happy birthday. So, yes, sir. Why are they? No, I don't know why they're considered feminine. I don't like to speculate. You know me. I could easily speculate, but I don't like doing that. So since I don't have a direct Prabhupada quote, I will zipper my mouth. Sorry. I only, you know, as the Bhagavatam says, birds fly high according to their capacity. I'm a low-flying bird. So, I'm sorry. It's unfortunate that you're with a low-flying bird. All right, I'm getting a message here that this... No, it's not frozen. She says it's frozen. That's not... No, it's not frozen. All right, let's continue. Yeah, it doesn't show anything. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes, now it's okay. Text number 35, please repeat. Brihat Sama Tata Samnam,
Brihat Sama Tata Samnam,
Gayatri Chanda Samaham, Masanang Margo Shirshoham,
Masanang Margo Shirshoham,
Ritunang Kusamakara,
Ritunam Kusumakara,
Brihatsama,
Brihatsama,
the Brihatsam,
Brihatsam,
Tata, also, Samnam,
Samnam,
of the Samaveda songs,
of the Samaveda songs,
Gayatri,
Gayatri,
the Gayatri hymns,
Gayatri hymns,
Chandamasam,
Chandamasam,
my mistake, Chandasam,
Chandasam,
of all poetry,
of all poetry,
Aham,
Aham,
I am.
Masanam,
Masanam, of months,
of months.
Margashirsha,
Margashirsha,
the month of November, December.
The month of November, December.
So for those who don't know, that means the middle of November to the beginning middle of December. Aham,
I am.
Ritunam,
Ritunam,
of all seasons.
Of all seasons.
Kusuma-akara,
Kusuma-akara,
spring.
Spring.
Of the hymns in the Samaveda,
of the hymns in the Samaveda,
I am the Brihatsam.
I am the Brihatsam.
And of poetry,
and of poetry,
I am the Gayatri. Of months,
of months,
I am Margashirsha.
November, December.
And of seasons. I am flower-bearing spring. Especially on the East Coast. Spring is such a nice time to experience because winter is hellish. And then spring comes. It's a great relief. Unless you have allergies. But normally, when spring comes, it's a very nice time. Purport. It has already been explained by the Lord that amongst all the Vedas, He is the Samaveda. The Samaveda is rich with beautiful songs played by the various demigods. One of these songs is called the Brihatsam, which has an exquisite melody and is sung at midnight. Wow. I used to have a devotee friend. His name is Rohini Priyadas. You know him? No, not Argentina. No, he was from Venezuela. Yes. So he learned a lot about Vedic music. And I remember him telling me, and I'm sure you all know, that there are different melodies for different times of the day. Correct?
Ragas.
Very nice. Yeah.
Ragas, different ragas.
Yeah, ragas. So, this just goes to show that your Vedic culture is so rich and complete with knowledge. And the reason why is that it's coming from God. It's not man-made. It's perfect. There's a science of weaponry, a science of sex, the Kama Sutra. Everything has a science. There's a science for music. Ayurveda, science of health. And then we have the transcendental science beginning with Bhagavad Gita. Let us continue. Very nice. Haribo. In Sanskrit, there are definite rules that regulate poetry. Rhyme and meter are not written whimsically as in much modern poetry. Amongst the regulated poetry, the Gayatri Mantra, which is chanted by the duly qualified Brahmins, is the most prominent. The Gayatri Mantra is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Because the Gayatri Mantra is especially meant for God realization, it represents the Supreme Lord. This mantra is meant for spiritually advanced people, and when one attains success in chanting it, he can enter into the transcendental position of the Lord. One must first acquire the qualities of the perfectly situated person, the qualities of goodness, according to the laws of material nature, in order to chant the Gayatri Mantra. The Gayatri Mantra is very important in Vedic civilization and is considered to be the sound incarnation of Brahman. Brahma is its initiator, and it is passed down from him in disciplic succession. And in my case, Srila Prabhupada was sitting on the floor behind a low desk, and I entered the room, and Prabhupada pointed to each word, because in ISKCON, they chant 7 lines of Gayatri. So Prabhupada went over each word, and I had to repeat, Om, and then I would, Bur, word, every mantra, every word, because that is the process. You hear from the spiritual master, and then you repeat. And we also know that this Maha Mantra has to be received from the lips of a pure devotee. Otherwise, there could be poisonous effects. So we want to always hear from pure devotees. In our gathering, we are pure devotees. Why do I say you're pure devotees? How many of you do not believe that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Then you're all pure devotees. No, I'm not just saying that to be funny. From one angle of vision, if you accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you can be considered a pure devotee. You may be a neophyte pure devotee, but you can be considered a pure devotee. Therefore, not only that, but how many of you accept Srila Prabhupada as our founder Acharya and the person from whom everything should be based? That means your chanting is pure. Chanting under the direction of a pure devotee is considered pure chanting. Prabhupada makes this statement in the first canto. If you're chanting under the instruction of a pure devotee, your chanting is considered pure. So, as long as Prabhupada is kept in his proper unique position, as long as I present Prabhupada and I don't edit, alter, or change it, then we learned this week, I think it was Thursday, the science appeared to be lost. Why? Why was the science appeared to be lost? Was broken. Somebody didn't repeat what their spiritual master taught them. So then Krishna said, I got to start it again. So as long as I repeat what my spiritual master, who's also in disciplic succession, then everything is intact. All in favor, say Hari Bol. The month of November, December is considered the best of all months because in India, grains are collected from the fields at this time and the people become very happy. What do we learn in third chapter of Bhagavad Gita? All living beings subsist on
food grains,
which are produced from
rain.
Rain is produced because of
Sacrifice.
And in this verse, sacrifice is born of, according to, continue the verse, chapter 3. No, prescribed duties. In that third verse, the one that, I think it's 3:14, right? And sacrifice is based on prescribed duties. Krishna Kumar, your favorite line. What is Krishna Kumar's mantra? Thank you very much. So what does 314 say in the microphone? In the microphone.
All living bodies subsist on food grains which are produced from rains. Rains are produced by performance of jagga, sacrifice, and jagga is born of prescribed duties.
Ah, I should know. We studied it this week. If I blew that one, then I'm really bad news. All in favor say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
All right, let's do one more verse, and then we'll have some fun. Text number, yes, Prabhu. And what? Yeah? No, in context of this, read the sentence again. Amongst regulated poetry. That's the subject. Amongst regulated poetry. That. Okay, from one angle of vision, Gayatri and Maha Mantra are the same. From one angle of vision. Would you confirm that, Radha Krishna Das?
Yes.
Yes. Okay? But that doesn't take away from the fact that the Maha Mantra is the Maha Mantra. Okay? When we say Gayatri Mantra, the understanding is transcendental sound vibration. Okay? So, the context was of poetry, okay? Maha Mantra is not in the subject matter of poetry. It's the Maha Mantra. Okay? All right. Can we do the next verse? All right. Dutang chalatam asmi.
Dutang chalatam asmi.
Tejas tejas vinamaham.
Tejas tejas vinamaham.
Jayosmi vyavasayosmi.
Jayosmi vyavasayosmi.
Satvam satvavatamaham.
Satyam satyavatamaham.
Dutam.
Dutam.
Gambling.
Gambling.
Chalayatam,
chalayatam,
of all cheats,
of all cheats.
Asmi,
asmi,
I am. Teja,
teja,
the splendor,
the splendor.
Tejasvinam,
tejasvinam,
of everything splendid,
everything splendid.
Aham,
aham,
I am.
Jaya,
jaya,
victory,
victory. Asmi,
asmi,
I am.
Vyavasaya,
vyavasaya, enterprise or adventure.
Enterprise or adventure.
Asmi.
Asmi.
I am. Satvam.
Satvam.
The strength.
The strength.
Satvavatam.
Satvavatam.
Of the strong.
Of the strong.
Aham.
Aham.
I am. Please repeat. I am also the gambling of cheats.
I'm also the gambling of cheats.
And of the splendid, I am the splendor.
And of the splendid, I am the splendor.
I am victory.
I am victory.
I am adventure.
I am adventure.
And I am the strength of the strong.
I am the strength of the strong.
So, of gambling, of I am the gambling of cheats. So this is why it's one of the regulative principles. Cheating is also one of the symptoms of a conditioned soul. The last, you could say the last quality. The conditioned soul likes to cheat. Cheating means, I don't deserve it, but I want it anyway. I didn't really earn it, but I want it anyway. Cheating. Or as one of my God brothers says, cheating means I want something for nothing. That's not the real way it works. You have to earn it. Then you can deserve it. So, when it comes to cheating, who can be better than Krishna? How did Krishna cheat the demons one time?
Giving the nectar.
Yes, Mohini Murti. By becoming Mohini Murti, he cheated them. He also cheated them. Yes. Yes, he said, we'll take the front. And the demon said, no, we'll take the front. And Vishnu said, fine, you can have the front. And then they all got burnt. There are other examples of how Krishna is the greatest cheater. Who can think of other examples of how Krishna is the greatest cheater? Anybody? No, that's not cheating. That just means he wanted to leave the battle. Now, there are other examples. Stealing butter. Okay. Cheats. It's okay. What? Yes. Very good. When Duryodhana went to see his mother, Krishna told him he can't go like that. Very good. That's a good one. Stealing butter. Okay. Yes. Okay. Now it says here, I am adventure. So your spiritual master, by the way, is famous for Hare Krishna adventures, doesn't he? He goes to all these exotic places, right? So he's appreciating that Krishna can be seen in terms of adventure. All right, purport. There are many kinds of cheaters all over the universe. Of all cheating processes, gambling stands supreme and therefore represents Krishna. We have a whole city dedicated to gambling. In fact, it's a whole economy. That whole state, they've got Reno and they have Las Vegas. That whole state's economy is based on cheating. And then in the late 70s, all the government said, hey, why should they be the only one? So then they created this lotto and lottery system, which is another form of cheating, right? And it's going to increase more and more. More and more, you're going to see this. And then we have the banksters, right? They cheated us, didn't they? Bernie Madoff and all these other Wall Street banksters. Well, and it was just in the news, somebody, Corzine, says, I don't know where the money went. He was in charge of billions, and he said, well, I don't know where the money went. And this guy's still walking the earth. I'm surprised somebody hasn't put a bullet in him. You lose billions, and you say, gee, I don't know where I put it. This is cheating. And then we have to bail them out. Right? Who's bailed out Wall Street?
Taxpayers.
Yeah. Taxpayers. You and me. If you meditate, it gets you so angry, your blood pressure goes through the roof. Therefore, you just have to let go. Like that bumper sticker, let go, let God. Yes. Krishna will eventually take care of them. They'll get it someday. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
As the Supreme, Krishna can be more deceitful than any mere man. If Krishna chooses to deceive a person, no one can surpass him in his deceit. His greatness is not simply one-sided. It is all-sided. Among the victorious, he is a victory. He is the splendor of the splendid. Among the enterprising and industrious, he is the most enterprising, the most industrious. Among adventurers, he is the most adventurous. You just have to read Krishna book. Each chapter is an exciting adventure. And among the strong, he is the strongest. Young boys, where's Nakul and Sahadev? So, what Leela of Krishna shows that he is the strongest of the strong? Do you know? You should know. How about your brother? Does he know? Okay, Daddy, tell them. What Leela of Krishna demonstrates that he is the strongest of the strong? When he lifted Govardhan Hill, how old was he? Seven. How old are you? Oh, you're seven? So when Krishna was your age, he lifted Govardhan Hill. Can you lift Govardhan Hill?
No.
But Krishna can, because he's the strongest of the strong. No one can surpass him in enterprise, and no one can surpass him in strength. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra one time.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Okay, here's what we're going to do now, gang. So we're finished Bhagavad Gita for today. Since it's Krishna Kumar's birthday, and since I see so many nice chanters, I'm going to call on as many people as possible to chant. And either I'll have them say something or I'll say something in between. And in this way, we will enjoy the next hour of this program. You will choose the song? Well, I think it's depending on if they can sing it. But you can suggest Krishna Kumar.